From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, baby boomers obsessed with preserving their increasingly tattered memory.
I just kept on hearing people say, I'm having a senior moment, or, gosh, I can't remember that person's name. I must have early Alzheimer's. It just became almost like a cultural tick.
One woman digs into the field of memory research and comes up with good news.
First, Memorial Day is over. Graduation is here. It's time to get out there and get a job. In this economy, credit is bad, everything costs more, and many companies are laying people off.
So we'll start today with something that caught our eye in a recent Wall Street Journal story about change at work. A growing number of young people, think college students, want to work for themselves rather than a regular company. 18 to 24-year-olds are starting their own businesses at a faster rate than 35 to 44-year-olds.
A Gallup poll of high school students finds 70% want to start their own companies. And most colleges and universities in this country now offer classes on entrepreneurship. These are very popular courses.
Robert Block is director of the BYOB program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont. That's Bring Your Own Business. It's a program for students who want to be entrepreneurs. Robert Block, you're a former businessman yourself. I mean, you've had a career working in management for Fortune 500 companies, and you've started and run your own companies.
Yes.
When you look at young people today, why are they so interested in this?
Well, for one thing, I grew up, I went to college in the late 60s and early 70s. And at that time, for many students, I mean, business was sort of a default career. Today's students have grown up with entrepreneurs being celebrated, you know, whether it's Bill Gates or the fellas at Google or as, you know, some of the greatest people in our society. Even if you look at the pop culture, if you look at the rap stars, the most prominent rap stars are known for their business acumen as well as the fact that they can, you know, say a few lines and do a pretty good rap song. If you think of Jay-Z and Puffy Combs and these guys, these are the people who are held up as the creative geniuses, you know. And this generation that's in their 20s now has had that all their lives.
I'm interested in this idea that many young people thinking about being entrepreneurs don't want to start one business. They expect to start many businesses, this term serial entrepreneurs.
Well, yeah, it really suggests that the students are comfortable with the idea of failure because the fact that they can imagine a career or a life of work in which this venture they're currently working on may or may not be the be-all and end-all is a really important thing because a lot of what entrepreneurship is about is just really having, you know, the guts to try something.
Robert Block at the BYO Biz program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont. Robert, isn't Champlain College a private college?
It is.
So it's expensive to go there.
Well,
I mean, the idea is a lot of kids get out of school owing a lot of money, and maybe they would feel, I can't really afford to go take these risks and go into business because I've got to pay back $20,000 or $30,000, or it's not uncommon for kids, I think, to graduate now with $40,000 in debt.
That's certainly the case. But I think what I find is that is not a deterrent because they tend to say, gee, if I get my business going, my debt isn't going to be a big issue. It goes with the mindset where they feel they can do it, which that kind of determination and perseverance are essential characteristics of an entrepreneur.
Robert Block, director of the BYO Biz program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont. Robert, thank you.
You're welcome.
Generation Y may have big entrepreneurial dreams, but what could they really know about running an actual business? Well, we asked for email on this last week. We've called some of you who wrote to us for lessons on startups and the nerve it takes to try them.
My name is Chris Canelli. I'm the owner of Kinetic Productions Incorporated at 26 years old. We're a video production house in Jacksonville, Florida. The biggest advantage I had starting the business so young was I could be labeled as an industry expert at such a young age. So I didn't fall into the pitfalls of being a young entrepreneur that people just didn't trust. The scariest part of owning your own business is the lack of a safety net. There are times where you're sitting up curled in a ball, not knowing if you're going to pay your rent or not, and it kind of puts you to the test, which is also kind of fun.
My name is Jess Rotter, and I started my company, Rotter & Friends, 2 years ago when I was 26 years old in New York City. My company is primarily a T-shirt label. I do have a day job, so I'm tired all the time, but I'm able to do both. The best thing about starting a business at a young age is because you have a good feel of, you know, a young market.
My name is Ian Frisch. I'm 21 years old. I'm co-owner and co-operator of Short Bus Ice Cream based out of Burlington, Vermont. I decided to start my own business because taking risk is one of the most crucial and beneficial things for anyone. I'm graduating college within a year, and I'm going to have a substantial amount of debt, over $10,000 worth. And I feel like owning my own business is a great opportunity to try to establish funds to pay off the debt in a quicker amount of time than it would be work for someone else for a lower wage.
This idea that young people like the ones you just heard are more entrepreneurial and less interested in traditional jobs, well, it's still a largely anecdotal trend.
But perhaps the fundamental changes that we sense in the economy encourage experimentation and even risk for some. The old sureties are going or gone. The dollar is weak. The trade deficit is growing. And we keep hearing about China and India.
We wanted to put this job survey into global context, so we called NPR's Adam Davidson. He covers the global economy. And Adam, you talk to a lot of experts, economists. Do you think these kids are right? Are they doing the right thing?
Definitely. I mean, what amazed me is that they knew. I sort of had it in my mind that the world is changing and it's going to be really tough on young people who have this model from their parents or their uncles or whatever that, you know, you want to have a long time career, you want to have some kind of stability. And I was impressed to see that they seem to intuitively understand that, no, that isn't what is going to happen in the 21st century. You know, for most of our parent, my parents' generation, their parents' generation, the U.S. was producing so much of the world's goods that it was sort of this surplus need for labor, which means that you didn't have to be particularly aggressive or ambitious or entrepreneurial to make a good living. And, you know, I think the general consensus is those jobs, I sometimes call them commodity jobs, jobs that don't require a particular ambition or skill or entrepreneurship, that's not going to exist for Americans so much anymore. We have too much competition. So the only way an American is going to thrive going forward is through entrepreneurship, innovation, you know, moving quickly to new opportunities.
Hmm. Well, I mean, only a few people can be the entrepreneurs. Only a few people have that great idea and the moxie to get up and do it, right?
Yes, although there is talk of kind of changing the way we think about that. I mean, the strength of the U.S. economy, the reason that even today, even with things looking so ugly in, you know, with possible recession and oil prices and dollar and blah, 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 the reason people still say the U.S. is, you know, the one you want to bet on for the next several decades is because we're so quick to react. Other economies in Europe and Asia, when there are dramatic changes, there's government rules, there's cultural practices that keep them from reacting quickly. So if you think of that as kind of an entrepreneurial attitude, which, you know, doesn't mean you have to be on your own selling your own product. It could mean you work for Google or IBM or NPR and have an entrepreneurial approach to your career where you're going to constantly stay nimble. There are people who are going to thrive in that world, and there are people who aren't, you know, programmed to thrive in that world.
Well, what about the big things that these big companies used to provide? And I'm talking about pensions and healthcare. And what happens when you have this shift in the workplace where, you know, people are thinking like entrepreneurs and those sort of big security items aren't provided in the workplace anymore?
I think this is without question one of the key public policy issues for the next several decades. This is crucial. We have to get healthcare right because it is a huge drag on entrepreneurship and ambition and mobility. And the U.S. economy as a whole really needs capable workers to feel free to jump to the next opportunity. And obviously, nobody wants to jump when it means losing healthcare and having to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars out of your pocket for some lousy plan as a self-employed person.
Adam, it sounds like what you're talking about is a more highly skilled workforce. Is that what you mean? And if so, how are we going to get there?
That is what I mean. It means a more divided workforce. It means really more so than we have even seen recently. And there's a lot more inequality now than there was 20 or 30 years ago. There's going to be a lot more. You're really going to have, most likely, we think, people who thrive and people who are absolutely left behind. And, you know, the recipe for that is better education. So until we kind of crack that, there's just going to be, it just seems inevitable. There are going to be a lot more people left behind by this economy. And there are going to be a lot of other people who really thrive, who really do well.
And which industries do you think are going to be the ones that are going to take off in the next several years?
I mean, that's what's interesting. You obviously think, oh, internet or high tech, et cetera, but that's not entirely true. I mean, there you can make a lot of money making little plastic things in some plastics manufacturing plant. Even old industries are requiring this kind of entrepreneurial approach. If you picture an old factory just being, you know, several hundred people on a line doing something by rote every day, doing the same thing, that seems to be over. You know, there obviously will be some industries that do better than others, but I think it's more an approach that can apply to even the oldest, you know, coal mining or whatever we think of as a very old economy industry. Those will still be part of the economic mix, and there will be big winners there. But of course, people who are stuck in that old system, I think we're going to see them suffering no matter what industry they work in.
NPR's Adam Davidson, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.